Our grain markets continue to watch a couple of different factors. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. Those factors include dry weather conditions across a large portion of the Midwest, especially in the eastern Corn Belt region, and we're watching disease pressure. Dwayne Bussey is with Bolt Marketing based on Britton, South Dakota.
Yeah, actually, you know, it's interesting. You talk to guys in like the eastern Corn Belt, central Illinois, and that Ohio, Indiana. There's some guys there that haven't had real measurable rain since July. You get backyarditis so bad, it seems like that's impossible, right? I mean, we just had 2 inches last week out of a sprinkle. So it's amazing how big the world is and how big the nation is and how different we can be. No, I'm like everyone else. I think the yields are coming down. Part of a kind of a group that reports yields daily. It's almost maybe too many emails, but definitely the corn yield coming down. I think we're closer to that 180 mark for a national corn yield. Now USDA will take their time making that adjustment. Soybean yields have come in pretty good, though, in a lot of these areas. Pod counts are really high. It's just a matter of if you got that rain in August to finish or not. So I don't know how much soybean yield has to come down. But yeah, definitely yields aren't getting any bigger from these big, big record numbers USDA put out there before.
What I'm thinking about here is our export business. Again, we had another splash sale here to Mexico for some corn products. So we are seeing some good demand. And despite the fact that China is out of the market essentially right now, strong demand actually for soybeans as well. And that's kind of been helping out some.
It really has. I know as producers and brokers, we all sit here and it's more fun when the markets are green and higher, right? But we sell something that is driven by supply and demand. You know, the lower these prices stay for maybe an extended period of time, demand picks up. Great examples of what you just mentioned.
With your Farm News Updates, I'm Keith Lundberg.